Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Over to me.
What's poppin', y'all?
What's poppin'?
What's happening?
We are back in the building. This is Shift Real Talk, and that's what we do. We talk love, life, and relationships. Y'all, listen. Listen. Our desire is that you get help from what we're saying. We want to help you in any way we can. So make sure you subscribe to this channel and share this with your friends. Now, make sure also, we are on every podcast platform. Ride with us on the way to work. Put us in your ear during the lunchtime. You know, that's what we're here for. We're here to help you. So with that being said, I'm your girl, Lady Free.
We're not supposed to be here, but I'm your boy, Pastor J.
All right.
I'm Zany, y'all.
Oh, you forgot what your name is? So listen, y'all, I wasn't supposed to be here today. Oh, my bad. Say it again. Come on. Here we go.
See, I did it already.
You did it already? Okay, cool. Listen, I wasn't supposed to be here today, and I asked my boy to come fill in for me.
Yes.
And y'all know what's going on at the airport, so I couldn't catch my flight. So they weren't prepared for me to be here today, but my boy, my brother from another mother.
Yes.
We got him back in the building, and I'm telling you, this dude is powerful. And he got a poem he gonna kick for y'all a little later on. Cause we got a little snippet of it, but we gonna let him give it to y'all today. But my boy Baritone is in the building. We thank God for him, y'all. Hey, y'all give a snap for that.
Yeah.
Listen, y'all. Listen, y'all. He got a clothing line out, man. T-shirts called Spit Poet. And he's one of the baddest poets out here in the city of Houston. When I tell you, this brother is talented. He got a lot going on. He's hosting a show pretty much every week. I mean, every day of the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Yeah. He may be starting to host a church service on Sunday. I don't know. But he's here. We got him here, y'all. I don't even know the topic for the day, to tell you the truth. But I'm gonna ride in because, hey, listen, you know, we here. But I thank God, man. Talk to us real quick, Baritone. What you got going on, man, before we move on into this topic here?
What's going on, people? This your boy, Baritone, man. I'm here excited about the Shift Real Talk podcast, man. I tune in every Tuesday, and it's a pleasure to be here with you guys, man. Yeah, definitely.
Appreciate you, man. Yeah. So what's the topic today? Come on, let's get into it, man. Let's not waste no time.
So, okay, the topic today is time for change. Either we're going to spring forward or we're going to fall back, and we're talking about relationships. So you got to get in where you fit in. This conversation going to be good. Yeah, All right.
I like that. So spring forward and fall back. That's what we say to understand how time moves.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Then it just did.
Yes. So since the time just changed, this is a time for change.
Time for change. Some people out there, you know, they know their relationships
it's
may
time
be.
To make that change.
Come on. New Jack Swang.
Okay. But yeah, some people stuck in their relationship. You know, it's about to get cold, and it's that season where everybody want to kind of like cuddle and all of that. Mm-hmm. But they know the person you cuddling with,
right?
She just might not be it,
right?
How do we know when it's time for change? And that's what we're gonna get into today,
right?
So how do we know if staying in a relationship is the right thing to do? How do we know that, y'all? How do we know?
Well, I'm a guest today, so we're going to leave it to the hosts over here.
So ask me that question again.
How do you know if staying is the right thing to do, especially when it comes to a relationship? How do you know it's the right thing?
If I don't have a question about leaving. Oh. Right? Because that's ultimately, if I have to question whether I need to leave, then that's a topic. That means I'm not communicating with the person that I'm with, right? That means I've left out something. That means, because communication is key. I don't care in what you do, even if it's sign language. Communication is key. And so you want to make sure that you're talking to your person, whomever that person is, and making sure that you're clear about where we're going and where you want to be, especially now that because you're about to reach inside of 30 days to Christmas and you can't let her go. You got to buy a gift.
See.
If it's the 25th. Yeah. You get it? Hey, yeah. You got to buy a gift on the 25th. Yeah. Yeah.
So is it, go ahead, Zane, because I was about, go ahead.
No, I was going to say Baritone touched on a good point. So in order to, you know, be at the place where you're asking yourself if staying is the right thing to do, then is there a question about even leaving? He touched on that. That's good right there.
Yeah.
So when you ask that question, Pastor Jay, are you asking it from a place of someone who's questioning leaving?
Well, I'm coming from the place of really understanding, like, whether, because a lot of us are in relationships, and we're in relationships because this is the thing to do. We were talking to somebody today, and it was like, well, I don't know. Like, I think I'm ready. I think I'm ready to date. But she's in the middle of not even completing, but she's starting her life. Like, she just graduated college, or she's still in college. She's 23 years old. And the very thing that she seen me, my wife, today, she was talking about, I want to date now. And it's like, you're 23. You're not even, you know, what you just starting your life. Like, why not wait till you finish, you know, what you're doing with your life, so that is not, you know, a hindrance, or whatever relationship you get into, it won't distract what you're trying to do in your life. Because a lot of times, you know, sometimes we get in these relationships and the relationship is hindering us from even moving forward. So because that happens, then we resent the relationship because we come into it and we feel like, okay, well, you don't understand what I'm doing right now. Well, you wanted to be here. So now we're arguing over being there, you know what I'm saying, instead of just really understanding that this is really not the right time for me to even be in relationships. So some of us sacrifice our life just for a relationship.
I feel like that happens when you approach anything without boundaries.
Okay, right? Yeah.
So if you approach it, especially being open with communication and communicating boundaries, this is a priority to me. For example, the girlfriend I've had the longest is poetry. I love poetry.
Oh,
me
my and goodness.
We get along. We spend the night together. I wake up in the morning too. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. And so because I'm married to that, whoever's with me is going to have to understand that this is a priority to me. And you're probably going to hear a lot about poetry all the time because I love her. Mm-hmm. And she shows me love.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And so understanding that boundaries is everything, right? So she can start a relationship today, right? If she approaches the relationship with communication and understanding boundaries, right? And making sure that reciprocity is at play. Uh-huh. Because a lot of times we get into giving. I've been guilty of being in love with love. We talked about that the last time I was here, right? And so being in love with love has kind of made me made me the kind of person that prioritized the person and not myself. And I lost myself within that. And so you have to have boundaries coming in.
Right. Yeah. And that's the part people don't know about. We did a show on boundaries probably, what, about 3 years ago. That's when we was in Atlanta, right? When I tell y'all, we were doing a show on boundaries and I learned about boundaries while we were talking about it.
Wow.
And I realized, oh my God, I've been living my life this whole time and I never set boundaries for myself. Maybe there are some things that I was taught that I didn't veer too far this way, but to set boundaries for myself. And I think that even with the young lady, she can be, and relationships can go forth when you have things going on in your life. You don't just stop living, and part of dating is part of living. For a lot of people, you do have to set those boundaries, because if you don't, then the wrong stuff yourself is going to come in. People think setting boundaries is pushing people away. No, setting boundaries is keeping the right people in.
Right.
Come on, Zane.
But I have to agree with you, Pastor Jay, because I hear what you're saying, right? Mm. It's the fact that she feel like it's a necessity, that it's mandatory that she gets in a relationship. Mm. So what I would say to that is, unfortunately, culturally, girls are trained that part of success, you have to be in a relationship. Mm. Not so much men. Men are, go live your life. Don't rush until you find the right one. But for females, for her to look to have the appearance of success and to feel successful, we are groomed to be prepared for relationships, for marriage, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so even though you have people now saying, take your time, young ladies, you know, wait, let God, you know, teach you how to be a wife. In their minds, I'm noticing that that age group that you said, and I talked to many of them because, you know, I have kids in that age group, they still feel the necessity to have a relationship, no matter how many people are telling them to slow down.
Yeah, got you. Mm. A couple of quick shout-outs, y'all. Darren Phillips, thank you. Hey. Love you, man. Eliza, what's up? Patricia, we missed you last week, girl. Thank you for tuning in. But anyway, so listen to this. And I hear what you're saying, Baritone, but sometimes, right, there are situations and different cultures, and not even just, I'm going to just, for lack of a better word, I'm going to stay with cultures. Mm-hmm. There are different cultures that arrange situations. Mm-hmm. So there are certain situations that we've been groomed for as a young adult, a young lad getting up to an older guy, mm-hmm. you know, 2021, you know, same thing with a lady. And there's a situation that is arranged. Like, you've been raised to be with this person. And that's a real thing that's going on today. So because, and like, they're not even just arranged for a relationship. The arrangement is the marriage. So you got two people who come together that don't know nothing about each other. They don't know how to talk to each other. They don't know anything about each other. They just know culturally that this is what I'm supposed to do. And they got kids out of the situation. We was talking to somebody like that today. We went to a vegan restaurant, and the marriage that they were, the crazy part was they have actually two different religions. And because they were in two different religions, the situation was arranged. So when they got together, he was like, he was very, and they even, you know, even talking to him, he was very like, well, whatever you're dealing with, you need to go deal with that. You know, like, you know, mm-mm. Yeah, he was like, you need to go deal with that. Like, he was like, I even got her like a therapist to talk to, because it was like, you know, situation that was going on. But anyway, there are arranged situations that happen, and people stay there. Why? Those situations come up where we feel like we got to stay, okay, in that situation.
So, I remember back in the day, you would have told me, "Babe, come down Straight Street."
You know why? Because
290.
I did.
610. Can you do that?
I did.
Is that a way to go?
I did. Yes.
You went all around.
I did. Because I really thought about it, like, wow, I talked to them today and I asked them to watch.
I did too.
So I asked them to watch, and it's like, uh oh. I just opened up a
real talk.
Yeah, this is, yeah. And it's like, uh oh. I asked them to watch. But that's not the only situation that we've dealt with like that. You know, okay, listen, right. This is real talk, y'all. I'm sorry. I can't be no other way. I can't even filter it. So if y'all watching, this ain't personal. This is how we talk. This is not.
You didn't say names.
Yeah, I'm
you
not gonna say names. But so again, there are situations where there are arranged marriages. There are arranged situations, and people get in these situations and they are miserable, and they are because they don't know one another. They don't even know how to set boundaries because they don't know each other to set a boundary.
So I think. Arranged is one thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And coming to America.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the movie, she says, my whole life, I've been trained to do so. If there's no training involved and it's just an arrangement, then it's even worse. Because not only do you not know how to mm-hmm. be a wife or be a husband, you also don't know anything about this person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? And so you don't want to go in blind, but you want to have some information. Mm-hmm. And that's why she was just like, whatever you like, whatever kind of music you like. Right. And so, like, it just depends on the upbringing and the, because culturally that may be the truth. But if you didn't prep them to do that, it's almost like playing against a team that you ain't never played before. Mm-hmm. But if you've, if they, if you've been coached up, and it's your first time playing that team, like, beating the Cowboys is easy, right?
So he just threw a shot.
But you still got to get coached up, you still got to coach to figure out what their plays are. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah. I don't know if I want to. Whoa.
We got a Cowboy hater in here.
One hitter quitter.
We got a Cowboy hater in here.
But, yo, so. Going back though, like we were talking about, like how you know, like to stay, like what is it that you're looking for? And you was talking about saying nothing so sweetly. I think a lot of times outside of the arranged marriage, because they have those, and then you have those who have two different cultures and they coming in and they don't really, they going through or whatever. But what about those moments where the female, we listening to the guy talking, but what is he really saying? Mm-hmm. Like, are we really listening to what he's saying, or is he just saying nothing so sweetly and we just hear the good parts and we fantasize and marvelize on the good parts and we stay because of what we've come up with, our, the figment in our imaginations of what the good parts he said, and we just totally disregard the other stuff. We stay. Mm. For the wrong reason sometimes. So it's like, how do you know when you have come up with the wrong?
I don't think it's the wrong reason. I think there's a optimism. It's nothing wrong with being optimistic, but you have to choose wisdom when you're being optimistic, mm-hmm. right?
Okay.
So there's a way to be when it comes to relationships, right? When it comes to how you approach a situation, right? So maybe you are holding on to something that you're hoping, right? But you cannot be committed to it in a way that's going to take away from the actual end game, right? Mm-hmm. So yes, it's nothing wrong with being hopeful, nothing wrong with being intentional, but you got to also have a deadline. Okay, so 30 days, you know, treat it like a Netflix subscription. You got 30 days to get it to go.
Retrieve this account or not?
Yeah. So, or you still watching?
Yeah.
You need to update your payment.
Yeah, they do. After a while, you're watching it for so long, and because they think that because you ain't touching the remote or not like that, they'll say, "Are you still watching?"
That's
before they replay.
Podcast.
Yeah,
right.
That's another podcast. Yeah.
So,
but Bree, you said that you made up this, like that the female made up a scenario in her head.
Right.
So I think that's different from what Baritone said. What Baritone said is true. Like, okay. Nothing's wrong with being optimistic and hopeful.
Right.
But like he said, set that down. But when you start making up scenarios of your head, this fantasy of what's not really happening, you're setting yourself up for disappointment. And I think that's how so many times women lose themselves, and men, they lose themselves in the relationship and they forget who they are, what they like, what they desire, because they made up this fantasy in the beginning based on what they want to perceive the person is saying instead of living in the reality of the situation.
Okay, I got one for you. You said they lose themselves. How about this, sis? Sometimes I don't even feel like they know themselves enough that when they get into the relationship, they don't lose themselves. They just morph into what it is that they think that he or she wants them to be like. So it's not a I lost myself. People be like, oh, I gotta find myself. No, you never knew who you truly. If I ask you right now, who are you, what would you tell me?
A king.
No fair, babe. You post. Okay, well, fine.
You asked me and I answered real quickly.
I'm not even going to ask you.
I think sometimes we do lose ourselves. Because like Baritone said earlier about his situation.
Uh-huh.
And I can say myself, when I lost myself, I didn't know. When I walked into that relationship, I knew what I wanted, who I was. But then, like, I agree with you. I started morphing to the idea of what he wanted, and also what I thought it could be.
So I guess I'm just talking about me.
Changed what I knew about myself.
Yeah.
And lost myself.
Gotcha. I guess I'm that just goes talking with, about me.
I want to read this comment real quick because that goes with what Aunt Liza was saying and what she's saying. I think I want us to address this. She said, you're talking about culture, especially in Black Christian culture. Women women get married and are told that they don't have boundaries because we are told to accept and submit to the man. And a lot of people are raised with that narrative.
Submission, right?
Yes.
I feel like that word is such a overused and abused word with no context, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Submission has submission has nothing to do with just giving up yourself.
Right.
It's more so of order, right? It's more order than it is anything, right?
So Talk about it.
It's God, husband, wife, and kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like that's to me, submission has to do with that because a true man who's submissive is submissive to God. So a woman won't mind submitting because she understands where his submission comes from.
Mm-hmm.
But I think scripture after that also says what a man has a role to do. So in all of that, you just have to be able to look for it. And I think that's one of the biggest downfalls in Black culture specifically. I can't speak for any other, but that what she just said is.
And also when you are told to submit, then it's like you're forced to do it. When submission is supposed to be voluntary.
Yes.
You're
supposed
told.
To be an honor.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, because you're supposed to be, like, I'm excited to submit to you.
But
know.
We don't see it as honor because of the way it's presented to us.
Yeah.
The way we see
that's
it in our mothers before them.
The practices.
Yeah. That's how it's presented. Because to be honest, nobody sat me down and said, this is how you submit to your husband when you get married. So the conversation was never given. But the way I saw my mom submit to my father, now that's how I learned, by seeing it. Or if you're in a situation where you see the lack thereof, you see that your mom will not submit. It may be, you know, a bad marriage, or it may be where she's, I am woman, hear me roar, whatever the situation. We learn behind what we see.
Right.
So I learned how to be submissive from my mom. I did not like what I saw. And from the eyes of a child, I felt like my mom was just saying yes to everything. It's okay. No, you know, I just felt like that. I saw it as being weak. I did not realize that my mom was one of the strongest women, is one of the strongest women when it comes to submission, because she did it how she understood it. But now understanding submission differently, I see that there's a balance that was missing. There's something that was missing. Now, I submit to my husband, but that doesn't mean I have no voice. That doesn't mean that he doesn't consider me. That doesn't mean I have no ideas. That doesn't mean he doesn't take my word. It just means that I understand that as we communicate certain things, if my husband decides, okay, this is the way we're going, I submit to that because I know that ultimately, even if we don't agree, that God has the final say through him, and I'm all right with that.
And I'm a firm believer, and this is because I deal with a lot of churches and a lot of pastors. A lot of people in leadership that are given these narratives are broken themselves.
Mm.
They're broken.
Yes, that's the main thing.
The main thing. So they're giving out broken. They're giving out broken information. You know, they're fearful themselves.
Right.
You know, they've seen that some of them are daddy-less, and they've seen certain situations. So this is how they run their churches,
or they have an archaic way of have an archaic approach. It's like what you're speaking of is 19. You got 1950 energy in 2025.
Right.
Wow. That's not going to work today.
Right. Yeah.
You see a lot of it online with the pastors when they have, they streaming live and they saying a lot of things that were hidden.
Yeah.
And now it's out there.
It's out there. Mm-hmm. It's out there. Mm-hmm. And it's so in error. And I hate to say it. I hate to say it, but it's true, because we're leading people who really need and looking for God. Yeah. We're leading them out of our emotions and not from the word of God.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because if you're leading them exactly from the word of God, that's what's going to heal them, not your emotions.
Right.
So we're filtering to make it look like we did it, but we're giving out error information.
Mm.
So how do you know if that's growth or a guilt reaction? How do you know?
Like when they, how do we know
if those responses that like that, you know what I'm saying? If you're in a situation where, the man or woman don't know whether they want to leave. Your decision to stay or your decision to leave, is that a growth? Is that growth or is it guilt? Like staying there out of guilt?
When you said that, I thought about like, okay, maybe I'm staying because I see he changed. He said I changed. I'm going to do better. I'm not going to do that again, you know, or, you know, that's what I thought about. Like, so is that growth for him or is it a guilt reaction? Well, it's all according to if it's consistent. Is it a consistent behavior or do you have to always tell me, you see, I tried, I did better. You saw what I did?
Yo, see, you see that? You see those bananas hanging from that thing up there?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
I was about to say.
Right. So, see, the thing is, you recognize a tree by its fruit, right?
Right.
So, if it's the fruit is there, if you looking at it the wrong way, then you're just going to be agreeable with it, right? So, if that person is saying that they changed, the proof is in the pudding, as they say. But you can tell a tree by its fruit, and so. You don't really have to do. You have to do more observing than asking, observing. Because you know what I mean. Because it's like you either gonna spring forward, or fall back,
right? In the observing,
but you know what?
Go ahead, Zane.
Sometimes the observation, most cases, the observation shouldn't be outward, right? Because guilt is an emotion, and then to gauge your growth would still be stimulated initially by emotion, right? But you got to be careful because our emotions can make us weigh that thing wrong. So sometimes, well, not sometimes, we really need not to lean to our own understanding, but in all thy ways, get an understanding, you know, acknowledge him and get that understanding we need from God. Because, and I'm saying that from experience, if you gauge it by your emotions, you may have a very skewed vision. Based on how you feeling, based on past experiences, based on whatever triggered that emotion for you. Sometimes you have to sit back and let God show you. If it's you, then you need to change. And then that's growth, right?
Right.
Because now that you see your error, now you can grow in that area. But if you never acknowledge it, you're just going to keep repeating the cycle no matter what relationship you jump in and out of.
Right. How about this? This is my transparent moment. Everybody that know Pastor Jay know, and this is what I heard when I first met him. Jesse gonna do what he wanna do whenever he wanna do it. He don't care who say what. That's the kind of person he's always been. This is how I knew growth happened. And it wasn't just something he was doing. First of all, he never changed anything because I nagged him or because he wanted to please me. He never did that. People may not believe that, but that's not his stilo. How I knew he changed, he never had to say it. He didn't even know it when it happened. But I saw the change, and it wasn't something he was trying to do. I don't know if I can even explain it good. It wasn't something he was trying to prove to me that he had changed in. It was just something when I noticed it, I'd be like.
He evolved.
Yeah. Like, oh, snap. And sometimes I wouldn't say nothing. Because that's one thing about having a person who is not geared to, like, pleasing people all the time. That person going to let you see who they are. You may not like me. Well, I'm going to say him. You may not like him or whatever. To know him is to love him. But at the end of the day, when he changed, I knew it. Because he said nothing. He wasn't trying to make me see a change or nothing. But when I saw God moving that thing and he changed, I knew it was. And I can't even really explain to you how I knew it. I just knew it. And it was, like, amazing.
So he was springing forward.
He was springing forward.
Not falling back.
And trust me, never sprung in those moments, never sprung back. I never saw
sprung.
That other behavior.
I was already sprung.
I did
he was
that. Sprung. I did that.
So here's the thing. This is how you know. And I want to address what Aunt Liza said. I'm gonna come to you, Aunt Liza. I want to say this. You know that there's growth when you truly know who you are, not just in the relationship, but you know who you are for you and you know who you are in God.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's growth. But when you got to change who you are to fit into a relationship.
Come on, you talking heavy.
To change who you are to fit into a situationship, then you are in that relationship guilted. And then not only do you are guilted yourself, but you cause a level of guilt because you know why? There's manipulation. Because you're actually lying about who you are just to be inside of a relationship. So there's no growth in lying. There's no growth. Because first of all, you're lying. You know, yes, you're false. presenting this false person.
Like
you're
that forgetting, banana you saw up there.
You're forgetting, and you know why it's false? Because you're lost. You're lost. And you cannot be or grow in any situation where you don't know and you're presenting a false sense of who you are.
Right.
There's no growth there.
You can't never meet me because every time I see you, I'm false. That was one. Was that one?
Yeah. No. But hold tight. But I want Baritona. She said your statement is being misunderstood because you set boundaries and a lot of people cross and don't honor your boundaries, especially when married. But she said, I'm just saying that culture tells the woman to be long suffering and extended grace while all the boundaries you set are being crossed. So
well, I get what you're saying, Aunt Liza, and I think that it's situational.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Like, if that's the way you see being submissive, and yes, people may say, okay, a woman is supposed to submit and give the way we're supposed to submit. But at the end of the day, if you have boundaries and someone crosses your boundaries, that's because you allowed it.
And two,
submission has nothing to do with
I'm sorry.
Allowing people to crush your boundaries.
And two, what are you being long suffering? What are you long suffering for? Are you long suffering for somebody who's not submitted to God?
Right. Good question.
Are you long suffering? Because if you long suffering to somebody who's not committed to God, then you're suffering. Because you're suffering and you're suffering for a long time because they don't even see that they're in out of order. So I call that not suffering. That's out of order.
And that's when it's not growth. You're suffering long time.
Right.
And it's not going to change. That's what people say. I don't know why he ain't changing. If he's not submitted to God, you're going to be suffering long time.
That ain't even a level of suffering. And I'm going to ask y'all a question. Because I'm curious this. Because, you know, I hear the boundaries thing. I hear boundaries and everybody say you should set boundaries and boundaries shouldn't be crossed. But in a godly situation, because I you know, that's really now the only thing I know how to kind of deal in is like having my relationship with God. But if you are dealing in a godly relationship, because it's like I have boundaries for me, but God has a plan. So if I'm setting boundaries, like, does that take
No,
who I am?
No, you, that's semantics, right? It's like, I feel like if you want to deep dive into that and do that, that's not worth the, your boundaries have nothing to do. That's a technical thing. So technically, if you want to look at it like that and pick it apart, you probably could. But your boundaries should be healthy boundaries. It shouldn't be anything that's going to get you out of character.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
So healthy boundaries. So this is what I won't accept you. Like, I don't like to argue. So that's a boundary. So if we're having a discussion, so let's try to have let's have a word that we say pineapples. Maybe we have a word that calms everything down. Is it going to be 100% proof? No, but that's a boundary, right? Mm-hmm. And just because you have a boundary don't mean that it won't be crossed, but you have a standard.
Right.
And so when you got a standard, that's your boundary. And there's certain, like she said, how she described you earlier, you're not going to do whatever you want to do when you want to do it. Mm-hmm. Wear whatever hat you want to wear, you want to do it, however you want to do it. You know? And so that's the thing, right? Yeah. And that's what you stand on. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. However, sometimes it may not be 100% proof. It may not be the thing. It may be something different. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't change your boundary, even if it's crossed. At least the person knows, hey, friendly reminder, don't do that.
Right. It's like I'm submissive to you, right? And one thing, hold on 1 second, Zane. One thing, remember how whenever you would get all like that when we argue and your eyes buck out your head and all of that stuff? You remember those days? I used to say, I can't hear you when you're talking to me like that. And you'll be like still trying. Listen, I'm telling you, I want to hear what you're trying to say. But if you keep talking to me like that, the way I'm built, I can't hear you. So if you want to be heard, I need you to calm down so we can have a conversation, right? Mm-hmm. At first, you used to get kind of like irritated. But after a while, I think you kind of understood that that was like a boundary that I set. Like, if we talk, let's have adult communication. Let's talk. Don't holler at me and be all loud above me, because then you intimidate me. And if I go like this, then sooner or later, we gonna be like going back and forth for no reason, for nothing. And all we had to do was sit down. So that was one thing that was a boundary.
I got it. I'm gazing because I got something to say with both of you. I gazing real quick.
I wanted to say, not erasing y'all point, because what y'all said is so true, that if you have somebody who's not being led by God, then your suffering is different. However, I want to say this. We act like long suffering is a bad thing. The word of God even says that man will fail you. He didn't say, oh, man will fail you except your husband, except your spouse. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody, right?
Yeah.
So man is going to fail you. Here's the thing. Long-suffering is the fruit of the Spirit. If God could be long-suffering with us, why do we find problems being long-suffering with somebody else? No, we don't like it. It don't feel good. But you think God, it feels good to God when we go out there and we do what we want to do, when he's telling us go right and we decide, nah, God, I'm going left, and he still comes back and loves us? Mm. Why is it so difficult for us to say, I'm going to love you, despite the fact that you keep doing what you want to do? It's going to come a time where that person who's listening to God, and I'm talking about a person who's listening to God, because even we who listen to God still do what we want to do. But there's going to be a time where their will is going to become in alignment. So we have to learn really how to calm our little spirit down, and even us go to God and say, God, help me, because this thing is getting hard for me. I want to be long-suffering. But this thing is getting hard for me to where I don't want to be. And God will help you to even go through your long suffering period. So that's that. I just wanted to add that we find issues with operating in the fruits of the Spirit.
So
but that's just it's what God does for us.
So long suffering, right? Long suffering does not you, but you also don't want to be foolish. Right. So in the long suffering, context is everything. Right. So something like in a committed relationship, in a marriage, that's when the long, but mm-hmm. prior to that, you
I'm
got
talking about marriage.
Yes. Okay. So then, yeah. Okay. Good.
So I got y'all, marriage. But let me, cause what y'all saying too is still, y'all still creating a boundary. Right. But I'm thinking, and it's just me, cause I like to be angel's advocate on a lot of things. So I'm thinking, it's like when I realized myself before I got to where I am in God now, there had to be boundaries put on me. You know why? Because I had nobody holding me accountable. I was doing what I wanted to do. I was saying what I wanted to say. Knowing that I was that type of person, boundaries had to be set, because I didn't care if I crossed boundaries. That was who I was. Right. And then some people don't even not care about, but they don't even know they're crossing boundaries because they're not committed to a changing agent. Now that I'm where I am, now that I understand my purpose and I understand my life, do you set boundaries for that person? Because
boundaries are not to hurt anyone. They're my boundaries.
It's a standard.
Right.
Okay.
And that's all it is.
But wouldn't you know the standard? Like I'm saying, because it's like, okay, if I'm getting direction, because here's the thing. I would know what you don't like because I'm intentional. I'm this person. I would know what I shouldn't cross.
But boundaries are not just for you. They're my boundaries for everyone in my life.
Okay.
It's a lifestyle.
Right.
It's not It's not just one person. Like what I don't like from you, I don't like from 10 other people.
Right.
Like, okay.
Yeah. So that's basically it. If I talk to anyone, I don't want anyone coming at me rah, rah, rah. So what I would say, like me and you have that thing to the period. That's because I used to jump the gun sometimes when you would have certain things you would say. and I would jump the gun and try to attack a part of what you were saying before I heard everything.
That's right.
Once I start hearing everything, it's like, dog, if I had just listened to the period, then I would have heard that, and we wouldn't have argued. So that's why we came up with listen to the period.
Right.
So now if he's saying something, and like you said, sometimes the boundary does get crossed. If he's saying something and I listen to the period, then I can say, oh, it wouldn't even be a need for me to say what I was thinking, because at the end of the period, I realize, oh, he already addressed that.
Right. So that BJ told me this a while back. BJ O'Neill told me this. He said, man, you need to seek to understand before you try to be understood, because sometimes if you listen to the entire thing,
yep,
you'll get what you were trying to, your point may have been made by that person.
Right.
And then you can dead it there.
You won't even have to say it. And that's right. How you know it's growth and not just a guilt reaction. Because when it's growth, you will hear accountability. When it's growth, you'll see consistent behavior. It won't just happen one or two times and then they back off the, I don't want to say off the wagon because that sounds like alcohol.
Off the wagon, the analogy fits.
It fits. Okay, good. I'm trying to get an audition. So at the end of the day, yes, you do set boundaries regardless of whether God has a plan for you or not. Because to be honest, if you submit it to God, your boundaries come in line with keeping you straight in the plan that he has for you. It's not like my boundaries. I don't even know a negative boundary. But I know that positive boundaries are those things that I need. Listen, to keep my peace, I can't step outside of this little place right here.
Patricia, we missed you last week.
Hey, Patricia.
She said, you're putting yourself in the predicament that is not worth suffering for. You have to have boundaries.
You have to have boundaries.
Okay.
That's right.
All
right. And I think she was referring to...
Wait a minute. Was that the show we was debating about God having boundaries to, Zania?
Yes, that was the show.
That was it.
That was the show.
It's almost like the law, right? The law. The reason the law is a boundary, right? Mm-hmm. So the, like when you run a red light, that's a boundary. You can't cross that red light,
right?
Otherwise, you're gonna get a ticket.
That's the thing people don't understand too. Boundaries. There are consequences that come along with those boundaries, and it's not I'm gonna get you. It's that thing of if you continue to talk to me like that, then we are not going to be able to have this conversation. So now what you do, what boundaries really do is teach other people how to treat you. Because I met you. Yes. I don't really know how to treat you. But every now and again, you might say something like, whoa, I don't really like people saying that kind of stuff, you know, around me. And guess what? I'll know now. That's one of your boundaries. So I'll know now how to treat you better, or the way I need that you prefer to be treated, because you helped me to understand where your boundary lines are. That's what boundaries are to me.
So question, and before
and we... And it also is like a love language too, because it also, for me, makes me feel loved when you do X, Y, and Z. But if you cross that boundary, I'm telling you, I don't feel loved.
That's what I was about to say.
I actually feel...
I like that.
I was about to ask that question. So, so somebody that consistently or continuously crosses those boundaries, is this grounds for how you stay or, you know, consider... That give you that question, like, you know, hold on, wait a minute. If you don't respect my boundaries, you don't respect me. So do you stay in situations that where the people don't really respect who you are?
My philosophy is this. If you become a distraction, you become a subtraction.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you got to go.
That's when you know to fall back, baby.
Yeah, because I only get to do this life thing once, I'm not going to sit up here and try to figure. There's somebody who's willing.
Yeah.
Right. Able and ready.
Yeah.
And maybe you're not it. Not in this.
Maybe.
And that's why it's important before you get serious in a relationship and take it a step further that you collect the data. That's dating, collecting the data about the person, because once you get to that point of marriage, the suffering long is going to be a little different. You already should have set those boundaries and taught that person how to treat you. Now that you marry and then you never did that, don't get mad, because they who they are and they've been that person. You just overlooked it. Now you married and you mad.
Yeah.
But there is evidence that you should see whenever you know that this person needs to stay in the relationship or whether they should go. What is the evidence that you should look for? Like if somebody's saying, dog, should I stay or should I go? Like what's the evidence that
we were talking about crossing boundaries?
To me, one of the things that I feel like is reciprocity, right? In any relationship, reciprocity, right? So that's one thing you look for. Is this person giving out what I'm, are they picking up what I'm putting down? You know, Stevie Wonder has a song called Do I Do? And in the song, he's saying, do I do what you do when I do my love to you, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, is it the same thing? Are we getting, is this an equal opportunity situation, or is this one-sided? Are you just sitting heavy on the seesaw? Are you not trying to push your legs up?
Right. Yeah.
You're just there.
I've done that before. Yeah. I remember those days.
So having that understanding of, like, what is this, how do I not necessarily feel, but what are your actions towards me that confirm these things? Because you're looking for confirmation. You know what I mean? So,
hey man, listen, y'all, because this hour goes by fast. It does. Especially when we get baritone on. Oh my gosh, but here's the thing. I want him to, before he gives this poet, you know, we kind of give, you just want to tell, if you in the Houston area, you got a couple events with this guy.
Yeah.
You got with this dope poet. First of all, he has his own thing that he does. It's called Well Versed. And it's going to be happening here in the Houston area on November the 22nd, right?
Yes, sir.
Quickly. And then we have Shift Real Talk going live at the Art Room on December 6th.
Where
Baritone is going to be one of the guests on the show.
It's going to be
a dope lineup. And I'm telling y'all, man, and we're going to take this show to Atlanta. We got to go to Atlanta. We're going to have to go to Atlanta. ATL, shouty. ATL down. Yeah, yeah. And then we got to go to New York. Yeah. So we're going to work. I believe God going to work all this stuff out. Absolutely. We're going to go to all three. Got to hit those cities. That's home for me. So we're going to hit these cities. But if that being said, man, he got this poem. I'm going to let him.
We have a few minutes.
Yeah.
We have a few minutes. You like punching through the wall.
Yeah, because I know it's going to take a couple seconds for the poem.
You punching through the wall. We got 15 minutes, Pastor J. If I, respectfully, because I said Pastor J and it's out. Okay. Boo. can we hit this? Because some people going to want to know, like, why should I stay or why should I go?
Mm-hmm.
Les, can we round that out?
I'm sorry, I thought we rounded it out.
No,
we talked about if you crossing the boundary, you know what I'm saying?
Because there's evidence. People looking for evidence, and one thing Baritone just said is reciprocity. What's some more evidence that to help me to understand? Like, I really need to know: should I stay in this relationship or should I go? Because people really dealing with this relationship stuff today. Mm-hmm. What would you tell them? What's the evidence? What should I be looking for?
Zania said, you know, crossing these boundaries. If you consistently, and you know, and then he said, if you gotta go, you know, you know.
Right. I didn't answer that one.
Okay, right. Come on. Yeah, okay, all right, come on.
Yeah.
Okay, come on. I'm sorry.
So I thought, you know, okay. Hear me clearly when I say this. I am not promoting divorce. Okay. You know, hear me clearly when I say that. I am not. I want to say, when I was going through, before I went through my divorce, I called my mom and I was like, I'm coming home, mom. I'm done. And my mom said, no, you're not. She said, her advice to me was, I want you to stay until you've exhausted everything that you could do. And if then you've exhausted everything, then you can decide. So I would say some of the evidence is, and I'm not talking about marriage. I am talking about singleness. It's the same advice. If you're single in a relationship and you feel like you have exhausted all that you can and there's no change, and I'm talking about humbling yourself. I'm not talking about, girl, I gave him his way. No, no, no. Did you use the wisdom that God gave you? Did you do healthy steps to have this relationship work? If you've done all of that, then that's some evidence that you may need to move on to the next step in your life. So I just wanted to add that And I'm not, again, I'm not promoting divorce. I'm talking about singleness. I'm not talking about marriage.
Gotcha. I think you dumbed it down to singleness, because why are you getting all these privileges in a single situation? If you, I'm giving you too much. We ain't even married.
Right. Well, but here's the thing.
We ain't even married.
Here's the thing with singleness. If you keep bouncing from person to person, you never grow. I mean, sometimes God puts you in these situations for growth. So if you just writing people off because I'm single and I can do it, where's your growth going to happen?
Okay, gotcha. I was about to say, I don't think God put you in. He allows it, but that's not even, that's me being petty. That's me being petty, Betty.
He allows it.
But... But what one of the things that I would consider evidence is you keep saying, but when I see you move like you talk, that's evidence for me to stay. If your movement is healthy, if your movement is unhealthy, you could come back to me as many times as you want with some roses or with a gift or something and say, I'm sorry, I'll never do it again. But if your actions continuously after that little 20-day, 30-day period, and you go back to your old behavior, your actions not lining up, then it's time to fall back. It's time to fall back. No more springing forward for you, for me, because I can't stay in a relationship that constantly causes me harm, pain. And this is not divorce. I mean, this is not marriage. This is relationships. It's relationships all out there in the jobs. It's relationships everywhere. This is not just for marriages. This is relationships, period. Your actions got to line up with your words.
I agree.
I definitely agree. I still think we're giving too much to the relationships.
We'll talk about me. Singleness.
That's another podcast.
However, I think that hits the spot. What you think? Zane, you got more on the evidence?
I want to hear this poem. I want to hear this poem.
All right, so.
So I want to know what you guys want to hear, because I have a poem that is about a relationship that I was in that was like what y'all talking about, but it's a little provocative. It's not any terrible language in it. It's just real talk.
It's real talk, then. Let's roll.
Let us hear it.
Five, so, four.
It's real talk.
So speaking of change, I wrote this poem called Change for a Dime, right?
Oh, my.
Change for a Dime. I was in a relationship. I hope she's watching. She was terrible.
Oh, my God.
And you ought to be ashamed of yourself, because I was ashamed of me for putting that with you. And you know who you are. I'm just kidding. But I'm just serious. So I used to be self-destructive in relationships, because I didn't want anyone to miss. I watched my mama cry when my daddy died, and I didn't want to have to go through this. I would set him up to knock him down, do my deed, and I flee. OMG, my email address used to be Splackavelli77053. No, for real. Thought I was a hot male until I met this hot girl. She rocked my world by throwing them at my truck. No, like literally, she threw rocks at my truck. My boys asked me what she looked like. I said, oh, dog, she's like Kane, dope. I'm talking top tier coke. Had my nose wide open, inhaling her ignorance and exhaling excuses for her abuses. Man, I was sick. You couldn't tell me nothing. She was it. I showed her off. It was lit. But it wasn't before long. I wanted to split. Give me her praises she didn't deserve and affirmations directed towards the curve of her booty and not her inner beauty. I was at her beck and call. It was my duty to please that cutie man. She was reckless. It was like Young and the Restless. I CBS and changed the channel, because now I'm turned off, but not as much as I'm turned on. Man, she was Michael Jackson bad. And I was attracted to her. Yeah. See, even y'all know it ain't nobody here ever met her. She was caramel, 5'4", and fine, plus a go-getter. I remember one night she was drunk on the side of the road. I had to go get her. Boy, I didn't know better, and I sweat her like a cardigan. And when I got mad, all she had to do was get me hard again. Then I erect and forget her recent disrespect. I was crazy about her, but she could have got a check. Is it?
Whoa. Come on, y'all. Oh. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all.
Get to the check.
Whoa.
Come on, y'all. Come on, let me get some snaps in the
How many the comments. Of us can relate to that? In the end, you realize, wait a minute.
Now, I had
was
rocks.
Was he on the short bus?
I had rocks thrown at my truck. I had candy bars put in my gas tank. I had key. Mm-mm. Oh, yeah.
Okay, y'all, check it. We had a TV in our house for the first 2 years of our marriage. Mm-hmm. It was a big, 75-inch TV?
No, it was a 65.
Okay, same. And it had evidence of one of his last relationship before me on it, where she wrote with a knife on his screen, Jesse Moore is a blah, 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 whatever. Anytime people come, they say, is it something written up? Yep, he just wanted to be reminded. He wanted to keep it.
Yeah.
He wanted to be reminded of his bad choices and why it's not good for him to go back out and about in the streets, go out, right? And I was like, who in the world does this? Like, what kind of females you messing with that take all
that.
Of your left shoes and put them in a dumpster and leave all your right shoes neatly in the closet?
I summed it up.
She could have got a check.
Listen, man, she tried to fight you.
Yeah,
she snatched my side view mirror out, stumped it, and threw my keys in the gutter.
I could relate,
and drove off fast. And I was there to help her. Mm. And it was the day after my grandmother died. She was supposed to be consoling me.
Okay, well, listen, this is my question. I know we gotta go. After all of that,
that
did
girl's
you
crazy,
stay?
Darren.
I told my boy. I said, "Man, I ain't going back." He said, "Yes, you are." I said, "No, I'm not," and I did.
Why?
We go back. Men go back.
But hold up. Why?
Why?
Yeah.
I said it in the poem. I said.
Yeah, intimacy.
She said it was the bootay.
Yeah.
Did you not hear?
Yeah.
I did. I would erect and forget her recent disrespect.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're sorry? Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for the apology.
Back at. Yeah. Yes. Most men go back.
No way.
And we go back for the wrong reason. And every time we go back for the wrong reason, something bad happens. Again, we totally ignore that wrong reason from that certain type of apology.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That certain type of apology.
Because I have a question about that. Why is it that the females that are straight crazy, y'all are like goo goo gaga, but then the females who ride for y'all hard, y'all be like, man, and just doing whatever y'all want to do?
You know what? If we could answer that question, if we could answer that question, we would. I don't think most men can answer that question because there is no reason for we just, and I don't even think we realize we do that because our mentality. Like he said, it's a lack of maturity and it's a motive behind it. So the motive is I'm in need right now. And the only thing that's what we thinking about is what we need.
And there's nothing new under the sun. Jezebel.
Yes, exactly.
An actual person. That's not a figurative.
Right,
character.
Right.
Jezebel really got, was it King Uzziah? What was it?
Uzziah, yeah.
Yeah, he had that boy.
Messed up.
That's why we call people Jezebels these days, because he had that boy playing. He was playing a false god and doing all that.
All of that.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what it is.
And they say the crazy girls are the ones with the best apology.
Yeah, that's what I said. The best apology. The best. And you know what the crazy part is? They don't say sorry. They just come back around. And we take that as a sorry.
Right.
They don't never say, I'm sorry.
That's the crazy part.
That's the crazy part.
Look, that's a snap.
That was one. I finally got one.
That's the crazy part.
Yo, we got to go, but that's the same thing, Zane, as why the baby daddies that ain't no good always get the pass, but it's the good baby daddies that get messed up.
That's a whole other show,
but yeah.
Yeah,
I got
it's
one.
The same thing.
I've been trying, man. He said, I finally got snaps, y'all. Y'all don't understand who we have in the house today. Oh, Baritone is the guy here in Houston when it comes to poetry. He just gave me some snaps. Yeah, that means everything. Yeah.
This dude, listen, please, y'all. Y'all get ready for a city near you. We are coming. Well-versed, Shift, we are coming. Listen, y'all, November 22nd, if y'all in the building, please look at
it. It's my birthday show.
That's your birthday show.
Happy birthday show. Okay, can you tell us about the location?
Location is 1100 Elder Paper Co. It's a spot called Paper Co. It's in the heart of downtown, right near the courthouse. So if you got warrants, you might not want to come that way. It's a lot of police. I'm just kidding. But you should pull up 1100 Elder, $20 a ticket. You can go to Eventbrite. And it's on the tickets on Eventbrite. It's well-versed poetry, volume 4. Well-versed poetry, VOL4.eventbrite.com. You go there, get your tickets today.
And it's right next to Ecclesia, right?
Yes.
And everybody see that from the expressway. Ecclesia.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. I'm telling you, I don't want to miss the show. We went to the last one, man, and enjoyed it. It was
the
dope.
The vendors are dope. Everything. The food, the coffee, everything.
The poets were dope, man. It was dope.
We lied to you not. But that's our time for today. Yeah, that please. Was a dope ending.
Do me a favor, y'all. If y'all like the content, please subscribe to the channel.
Yeah, we
and
trying
share
to
the content, y'all.
Go to YouTube and subscribe. We have
Darren,
little.
Darren, we appreciate you. Patricia, yep. Our nose was open.
Yeah.
Yeah, D. Curry. Hey, wait a minute. I saw Edward on. Edward, is he still on? I saw Edward on.
Like I was saying before I was interrupted.
I'm sorry.
I was saying something, but I forgot what it was, so it doesn't even matter. Okay. We love you guys so much. Listen, until next time.
Listen, man. Thank you for Baritone for coming in.
Absolutely.
Man, we appreciate you, man. He's welcome anytime, man.
Coming in the clutch.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to doing this show on the 6th, man. We got a dope lineup, y'all.
December the 6th,
man.
Shift is going live.
Favor is performing. You know what I mean? Live music. Yeah. And it's going to be dope.
$10 at the door. You cannot have a better date night than that.
Yeah.
So come on out to Shift Real Talk Live on December the 6th. Now, as I was saying, that's our time for today. Same bat channel, same bat place next week. Until next time, I'm your girl, Lady Free.
I'm your boy, Pastor Jay.
And
I'm Zany, y'all.
And we got y'all boy.
Baritone in the building.
Baritone in the building. Peace.
Thanks for watching.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.